From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Flags are flying at half staff at the White House and at a number of other locations today in remembrance of the five U.S. service members killed last week by a gunman in Chattanooga, Tennessee. 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz died in the attack. Zinpair's Dina Temple-Raston reports it now appears Abdulaziz watched videos put out by a radical cleric associated with al-Qaeda.
His parents found some handwritten notes in his room that appear to have been scribbled down in 2013, which was right after he had lost a job. Among other things, it says he'd rather be a martyr, he'd rather be dead, than living the life he was living at that time. That's the first time federal officials say that the name Anwar al-Awlaki came up. A lot of his English language sermons focus on how a Muslim who sinned can erase his wrongdoing. And one way, he suggests, is to martyr oneself. Federal authorities have finished a forensic search of his phone, and it shows that he'd been watching Anwar al-Awlaki videos before the attack.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. A federal appeals court in Chicago today overturned some of the corruption convictions of former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich. NPR's David Schaefer reports the ruling allows the Chicago Democrat to be resentenced and may shorten the length of time he remains in prison.
In a long-awaited ruling, a three-judge panel on the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously dismissed five of the 18 counts Blagojevich was convicted of. Those counts include the allegation that Blagojevich offered to appoint President Obama's top aide, Valerie Jarrett, to Obama's vacated U.S. Senate seat in exchange for Blagojevich getting a cabinet post. That, the appeals court ruled, amounts to the common exercise of log rolling, essentially swapping one official act for another, which the court says is not illegal. According to a spokesman, the U.S. attorney in Chicago is not yet commenting, and no decision has been made on whether to appeal. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
Anguished testimony today from the family of a young woman shot to death in San Francisco, allegedly by an immigrant with a criminal record and without legal status in the U.S. Appearing today at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, the father of 32-year-old Catherine Steinle, Jim Steinle, called on lawmakers to do something about what he said is a growing problem.
Due to disjointed laws and basic incompetence on many levels, the U.S. has suffered a self-inflicted wound in the murder of our daughter by the hand of a person that should have never been on the streets of this country.
Some lawmakers on Capitol Hill are vowing to shut down funding for so-called sanctuary cities like San Francisco that shield immigrants from deportation. Catherine Steinle's alleged killer has multiple felony convictions and has been deported five times. Greece's government spokesman says talks with the country's creditors for a new multi-billion-dollar euro rescue package are expected to begin right after Parliament approves laws on propping up and winding down that nation's ailing banks. On Wall Street today, stocks closed sharply lower. The Dow down 181 points. The Nasdaq fell 10 points. This is NPR. A ship carrying badly needed food and other aid arrived in southern Yemen today. The World Food Program ship loaded with about 3,000 metric tons of food, berthing in the war-torn city of Aden. It's the first vessel chartered by the UN agency able to berth there since Saudi-led airstrikes on Shiite rebels in the country began in March. Grammy-winning songwriter Wayne Carson has died. He wrote hits for Elvis Presley, Willie Nelson, and the Box Tops. As NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, Carson died yesterday in a hospice in Tennessee at the age of 72 from congestive heart failure.
Wayne Carson first hit the top of the pop charts in 1967 with the song he wrote for a teenage band from Memphis. Elvis Presley crooned another Carson song a few years later.
Maybe I didn't love you.
And a decade after that, Always on My Mind became a Billboard-topping, Grammy-winning song, thanks to Willie Nelson.
You are always on my mind.
Wayne Carson Thompson was born in Colorado in 1943. He was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1997. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
After more than 3-hour outage, Apple reported today a wide range of services, including its App Store, Apple Music, and iTunes Store, are back online. The company did not provide details, but said only some of its users were affected by the outage. Problems seemed to have begun about 10 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. Some tech blogs believe the outage may have been a result of high traffic. Just before the outage, Apple's radio station Beats One was supposed to reel nominations for the 2015 MTV Awards. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.